This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about a guy who invented a technology to keep you out of trouble, but who now finds himself up to his ears in it, quite possibly. Such is the case of John McAfee. You'll recognize the name if you've ever paid any attention to the antivirus software on your computer. McAfee is now being sought for questioning in the connection of a murder of a fellow American expat in Belize, where he's been living just off the coast since 2008. Jeff Wise has been writing about this very strange story for the tech site Gizmodo. And Jeff, to be clear, this is the John McAfee of McAfee Antivirus, right?
That's right. He's the man. He's on a lot of people's computers.
And he is now in Belize, wanted for murder.
Well, technically, I think they say they're interested in finding out where he is. But I think that's pretty much why they're interested.
What happened? I mean, you've known this guy for a number of years. You've talked to him about a bunch of other things that he's done in life. How did he get to this point? How did it get to this point?
It's been a strange sort of narrative arc. When I first got to know him, he was living the life down in New Mexico. He had bought this big ranch with an airstrip, and he had invented this new sport that he wanted America to embrace. It was called aerotracking, and the idea was that you would fly these little tiny airplanes really low over the desert, like 10 feet off the ground. And it sounds kind of dangerous, and it really is kind of dangerous. And it was very exciting and kind of fun, and I went there to write a profile of this really larger-than-life character, and I really was quite fond of him and thought he was a neat guy and sort of a model of how to lead an exciting, engaged life. But as the years went by, his story became a little bit more nuanced, a little more complicated. I wrote an article about him in 2010 in Fast Company that was a little bit more critical, and then in the wake of that, people started coming forward and telling me about a darker side of John McAfee.
Let's remind people how he got his start. Back in the 90s, he came up with this antivirus software and then went on television and went on the media and said there are millions and millions of computers in this country that are at risk of this virus unless you download my software, I guess.
Right. So he created this organization called the Antivirus Software Association or something. And he went on national TV and he said the Michelangelo virus is going to devastate American computers. It was like an early version of Y2K. Hmm. And like Y2K, that all-important date came and went and nothing happened. And some people were outraged, and some people said, well, good thing we had this McAfee antivirus to protect us. But in the wake of that, his name was somewhat tainted, and so he wound up cashing out of the company. There's no real grounds for this number, but people throw around the number of $100 million.
Yeah.
One of the things you have to understand when you talk about anything about John McAfee is that if he's the only source for something, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
And now we have these headlines, and you're reporting in the past couple of days, saying the Belizean police are looking for him on a murder charge.
Exactly. So McAfee had started to act in an increasingly eccentric manner. And he most recently started walking around town with a gun, a holstered gun, which is not legal, apparently, in Belize.
Yeah.
And this really sketched people out. He has nine, I guess, fairly vicious dogs that bark and lunge at people.
Nine, just because, three aren't enough.
This is nine after one had already been shot by a combined team of special forces and SWAT team members who raided his compound in the jungle a few months before.
Wow.
So he's been getting into a hairy situation. I mean, the other thing is that he's proudly talks about how he employs a number of Belize's most hardened drug criminals.
Wow. This is all, it's weird, obviously, but it's a little sad, too, right?
Yeah, it is a little sad. I mean, here's a guy who had everything. He walked away from this company he founded with millions and millions of dollars. He was, in the prime of life. He could do whatever he wanted to do. And the tragedy is a certain person put in that situation, it will ruin them.
Mm. Jeff Wise and the very strange tale of John McAfee. He's been writing about it for Gizmodo. He writes for Popular Mechanics as well. Jeff, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Kai.